Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we're taking a look at some Supergirl properties.
We love Supergirl properties. Some of them.
Some of them are better than others.
Agreed.
Please leave a like. Some videos are better than others.
No, all our videos are of the same level of quality.
Oh, that's not good, is it, though?
No, it's not.
Why did you say that?
I didn't mean that in a complimentary way. I meant it in a mean way.
Because they've got different pictures in them, so people think that this is, you know, there's some nuance here, maybe, video to video. I don't know.
I should say the
differentiation.
The editing is always of excellent quality.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but we don't do that. We do the other stuff.
What if there's just a minute of blank, just a blank screen for whatever we're talking about next? Anyways, this week we're looking at 4 episodes of the Supergirl TV series, which started in 2015.
You sent me a note. You said, watch these 4 episodes.
Well, I looked around, Reddit, various reviews, ranking lists.
The excuses have started, haven't they?
And it's like, these 3 are the best from season 1, and then this random episode in season 3. Mm. So that's what we looked at. Just to start things off, this became a show on CBS and then moved to the CW for season 2 and then into the Arrowverse, which means also the shooting went from LA to Vancouver, which of course is what happens when you join the Arrowverse. That's what happens.
That's right. That's why Melissa Benoist for season 4 got bangs and pants.
People don't like that. That was cold. Well, I saw it on Reddit. People
don't
like
it. I think it looks good.
I agree. Mm. But yeah, it is from the get-go, even though it wasn't initially, a very CW superhero show. You know, there's a team of oddbods. There's a nerd one. There's a stoic one. There's one with a secret. He's an alien or whatever.
Sure. We'll get to that. Yeah. Or whatever. And then it changed. And then it was a different or whatever later on, which is terrific.
And that team is working with a superpowered person to stop crime. And then each individually slowly get their own powers or have their powers taken away. Or they get taken over by an evil spirit or alien or entity.
Or they become a different guy.
Yeah, or they become a different guy. And that is every CW show.
It's Smallville also. That was Smallville as well.
Yeah. What's weird about this show is it's strange seeing something so sincere, but also just kind of so whatever. Just flat and it has all the elements of a superhero universe.
Yeah,
but it's not as insane as Smallville.
That's true. That's the thought we had. Yeah. Because we were like, are these the best? Because I would say, a casual viewer of the CW generally.
Same.
Like, I watched the first couple of seasons of The Flash. I definitely had watched the pilot of this before and select episodes. I'd seen some crossover stuff.
You're a John Barrowman Arrowman?
That's not true. I'm not.
No?
I think isn't...
made a rhyme!
That doesn't make what he did good, though.
Yeah, but I did rhyme it.
That's true, actually, yeah. This video is a cut above some of our other videos, because you did make that rhyme. And I think when you look at, say, the Crisis crossovers and stuff like that, I think it gives everything a little more colour. There's obviously a musical episode of The Flash, which has Supergirl in it.
We also thought that these shows have always been a testing ground for what you could maybe do in live action and branch out or whatever. There's definitely a lot of similarities between the DCU and the CW universe.
Which is all to say, number one, I think Melissa Benoist is great in this, doing this version of Supergirl.
Agreed.
Which is Superman. Where Superman is the big blue Boy Scout, she is the big blue Girl Scout, or Girl Guide, as we would say in Australia.
That's what we say. She did base her performance on Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
And you can certainly see that.
She's very sincere. She's very earnest.
Sells the action and
drama
and the romance.
Yeah.
And the being sad because her world exploded, etc.
Yeah, it is very Supergirl meets the Devil Wears Prada, though, isn't it?
I mean, there's literally an episode where they introduce a character who's also the assistant to Callista Flockhart, who plays Cat Grant, who's the editor of a newspaper in National City, because it's National City, a city invented for this. It's not Metropolis. Ally McBeal is here. And then they have a Devil Wears Prada rivalry.
A thing that I think probably, you know, differentiates this from Superman is that Kara is awkward in her real life, whereas Clark Kent is just pretending to be awkward.
That's fair, yeah.
But in real life, he's cool as hell.
So, yeah, to talk of her origin,
yes,
the way they do it here is not dissimilar from what we've talked about before. She arrives late to Earth. She's stuck in the Phantom Zone, which is why she misses Clark growing up into a man. Mm. The actor who plays Superman in season 1, we don't really see, but it's Kevin Caliber, who's then, of course, replaced in the second season by a real Superman and a real actor.
Sure, okay.
Not that he's not a real actor, he just doesn't get a chance to do his real acting.
He's just in silhouette.
Yeah. He's 5 o'clock shadow Superman. That's what I consider this universe Superman to be.
That's exactly right. And so, much like in Smallville, where the arrival of baby Clark Kent to Earth you know, was heralded with all the meteorocks arriving on Earth and then everybody gained insane powers.
Yep.
Similar to this, her emergence from the Phantom Zone also resulted in the escape of a bunch of Kryptonian criminals because they were being stored in a prison in the Phantom Zone.
She dragged the prison out.
And everybody's like, this is your fault, Supergirl.
We hate you.
Yeah. Mm. Stop being mean to Supergirl. Everybody's mean to her in this.
They are mean to her. Everyone's like, you can't do this, Supergirl. She has the powers of Superman.
Yeah.
She probably can
do it. She'll probably be fine if she believes in herself.
Also, her dad and mom are played by Helen Slater from original Supergirl and Dean Cain, Superman.
Sure.
Some people say the best Superman.
Some people say
Some of the worst people think he's the best Superman.
That's right. Yeah, some of the worst people are like, why can't he still be Superman? Just get him in the Superman movies. Okay, man.
Here's some action of Dean Cain recently auditioning for ICE or whatever he was doing. Look at him go. He's still got it. Some people think he's gone insane. Nobody's saying that here.
Nobody's saying that here.
He has, but nobody's saying that. What's interesting about this also is she's always had superpowers. She can already fly, which is a great start.
Terrific. One of the best things about a super person.
She just lacks kind of purpose.
She hasn't done anything since arriving.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, whatever.
Because her role was to raise Superman, and he's raised. He's got a beard already.
That's right.
He's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Probably has to shave twice a day this guy.
With
this
lasers. And I guess it's a good thing that she's been wearing glasses the entire time because when she decides to become Supergirl, she can take them off.
So why she had them in the first place is your question.
That's my question.
Maybe her vision is too good. I mean, we know it is. So maybe she's like, this is how I blend in.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Mm. Her vision is too good. But also, if she wasn't wearing glasses, I guess that would mean she'd have to wear glasses as Supergirl to distinguish between the two.
Or sunglasses.
Or sunglasses at night.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's also interesting launching the show at this time because DC had just cancelled its mainline Supergirl comic.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I mean, it was always being cancelled.
Right, of course,
and it came back a few years later in DC Rebirth and whatever, and it continues to ebb and flow and whatever, as all comics do, mate.
Absolutely.
But the costume's good.
I agree.
I think.
Pretty good.
So the original one, for the first couple seasons at least, was designed by Colleen Atwood, who also worked on The Arrow and The Flash, but she designed the Tim Burton, Nicolas Cage Superman suit from Superman Lives.
Oh, interesting. Including the weird light pipey one?
All the light piping!
Wow.
Light piping! But yeah, as you said, by season 5 she ends up in the full bodysuit, and a lot of that has to do with not only the character developing, but also they filmed this in Vancouver.
Really cold.
And it's just warmer. People don't like the bangs. They like the season 6 full bodysuit, no bangs.
Did it make it to season 6?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that
and
amazing?
And these were the 4 best episodes.
Apparently.
They can't be. The internet's wrong. You looked at an AI summary and it just picked 4 episodes at random.
Maybe I should have.
Anyway, we got the pilot episode.
Hank Henshaw.
I mean, a Hank Henshaw, certainly.
Hank Henshaw.
Because so
who's Hank Henshaw?
Well, in the so
Mason, stop rubbing your hands with your face and
boy.
Vice versa.
Okay, so in the Superman mythos, Hank Henshaw was an astronaut, and he goes out into space with his wife, and they're exposed to radiation, and she dies, but he gets the power to send his consciousness into machines, and so what he does is he blames Superman for his wife's death, even though it was radiation. So he should be fighting radiation, but he's not.
Yeah.
But then what he does is he puts his consciousness into the space capsule that brought Kal-El to Earth, and it's got a fragment of Kal-El's DNA in it, and it's got a bunch of Kryptonian technology. So he uses that to clone himself a Superman body with cyborg bits, and he becomes Cyborg Superman when Superman dies, but he didn't really die. And
he was charging up like a battery.
Exactly. And then he's like a long-running nemesis of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, I guess they're just like, we need some names. We need some names. Because
he's on the team that tells Supergirl initially, we don't need you working for us to stop all these Kryptonian or alien prisoners,
We don't
Supergirl.
Need someone with all the powers of Superman that we can boss around. Actually, it'd be handy. Because her sister is in the DEO. Her adoptive sister is in the DEO, the Department of Extra-Normal Operations. I would also say that in the comic books, the head of the DEO is usually a guy called Bones, who's a skeleton man with a cyanide touch, but that would be expensive to do every day.
Absolutely.
Because he's actually...
You have to refill that cyanide.
He's also not really a skeleton man. He's a man with invisible skin and organs. So he just looks like a skeleton.
That's a crazy thing to have.
But that would be expensive to do.
For sure.
So they just get a guy. They got David Harewood. But also he's revealed... we learn...
Well, initially he was supposed to just be Hank Henshaw, and then someone said, oh, he'd be a good Martian Manhunter, and they went, ah, fuck it, he is there.
Yeah, why not, hey?
But
yes,
he is revealed to be Martian Manhunter, John's.
Yes, exactly. And his dad shows up later. Carl Lumley.
That's right.
Plays Martian Dad Hunter.
Who's
his dad.
Original Captain America.
That's right.
They have a Christmas party together and he's like,
We can't get to the Christmas party.
Okay, fine,
Christmas,
fine.
Christmas
fine.
Is later. But then, yeah, they're just like, yeah, why not? He is Martian Manhunter. It's fine. And then sometimes he turns into Martian Manhunter.
Well, also, that's a mo-capped face. He wears the suit and the head is CGI. Pretty good.
That's not bad,
especially
actually.
For TV. But did you know that the real Hank Henshaw, using the same actor, also shows up at one point?
Of course I do, James. I do. Because what we learn later, and not in these episodes, but we learn later in the lore, is that John Jones, he took over from the real Hank Henshaw.
Because he died. No, he didn't.
Seemingly he died.
But he died. No, he didn't.
He died. No, he didn't. But then later they're like, well, we'll just bring in Hank Henshaw. And then the Project Cadmus turns him into Cyborg Superman.
Yeah. But David Harewood actually has very strong opinions on who he prefers playing.
Go
and
on.
It's 100% not Cyborg Superman.
Because he has to put the thing on. He has to put
no,
the cyborg
he's just
bits
like,
on.
Well, here's a quote, but he's just like, this is boring. This is a boring right. character they gave nothing to.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so in the pilot episode, Kara's like, I don't want to do anything. I want to be an awkward assistant.
I want to bring coffee to Ally McBeal.
Yeah, and she thinks she's mad at me. She threatens to fire me all the time. Everyone's mean to me here. I don't want people to be mean to me in another context. But then she saves a plane because her sister's on the plane.
Because that's never happened before.
And her sister's
nothing
like,
dramatic has ever happened around her.
Not
apparently.
In this city, no. Even though all those guys escaped, like
10 years
ago,
prior,
at least something like that.
Yeah.
And her sister's like, well, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have rescued me. You're stupid. You shouldn't have rescued me from certain death. But all right.
Yeah, just a regular person, but you can't work for this superhuman agency.
That's right.
Run by an alien.
Yeah. And then, she's like, actually, I'm going to be Supergirl. And then she tells her nerd friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in love with her.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm Supergirl, by the way. Also, it's unfortunate that this series has a guy who acts a lot like Jimmy Olsen, but isn't Jimmy Olsen. But
well, he can't be Jimmy Olsen, because Jimmy Olsen is also in this.
Jimmy Olsen is here.
He was sent by Superman.
But he isn't. And it's a guy who is Jimmy Olsen, but he doesn't act or look anything like Jimmy Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, because I think... Like,
where's his Argyle sweater?
Romantically, the guy who isn't Jimmy Olsen, but acts kind of like Jimmy Olsen, would have had a chance with Kara in this universe. But unfortunately, there's a guy who is Jimmy Olsen, but doesn't act or look anything like Jimmy Olsen, is in this. So unfortunately...
He'll be the love interest for a bit, or it will be Mon-El.
Yeah.
Who also shows up.
Well, I do have a note and we're jumping ahead because why not? But by season three, everybody's kissed everybody else at this
point. Everyone's kissing.
Everybody's kissing everybody else. Everybody's kissed everybody. And then, but then.
Everyone's an evil version of themselves.
That's right.
Also, what do you think of blue heat vision? What's next? Red freeze breath? What are we doing?
Ridiculous.
What reality?
What is this? The Bizarro universe? There is a Bizarro in this.
Correct.
Bizarro Supergirl at one
point.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like blue heat vision. They tweaked it later, I think, in the subsequent stuff. When they rebooted the universe, all the Kryptonians got red heat vision.
Yeah. She also is not the super, super, super powered version of Supergirl. She's more of a stripped back version of that because, like, she can't breathe in space, which Superman couldn't do for a time. I mean, you can't breathe in space anyway. There's no oxygen, Mason. You're not even listening to me. But... She does need to breathe.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and things like that.
Anyway, it turns out that the plane being brought down wasn't an accident. they're like, we're gonna get rid of Supergirl's sister because she's doing alien detection and elimination stuff. We'll get rid of her.
Yep.
And then it turns out she's got to fight one of these.
He's got an axe.
Ex-Kryptonian prisoners.
He's got an axe.
He does have an axe. But then she's like, what if we blasted the axe? What if you heat vision the axe?
Yeah.
Well, that would.
What if you used all your Supergirl powers?
I think
you'd probably win then.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
You'd probably win.
Yeah, yeah. We're banking on her not using any to all of her Supergirl abilities. We're hoping she'll just, you know, just decide to be a normal woman and this superhuman psychopath will just hit her with an axe and kill her. Yeah.
Anyway, my note here is the pilot is fine, which might be referring to the pilot in the plane who survives.
He is fine.
Or just the episode, which is fine, I think, in its own right.
It's all right, but again, like...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, all right.
Well, you've finally done something right, Supergirl. You got sliced with that axe and a little bit of the axe was there and we can detect this guy from the axe, so...
We've got axe detective computers.
And Will, let's go and fight him with our ineffective human weapons. Oh, no, we'll get Supergirl to do it.
Yeah, she can probably do it.
She can probably do it. Anyway, great episode.
Hard agree. And the pilot is fine.
In both contexts, the pilot is fine.
Just want to also mention that the opening credits state that this series is based on the characters created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, but Supergirl was created by Otto Binder and Al Plastino. So,
well, they're legal. Where's their legal team?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Two, no doubt, died broke men.
Absolutely they did.
Yeah. Anyway, we also looked at an episode called For the Girl Who Has Everything, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is based on that Alan Moore comic.
Correct.
Which is the only Alan Moore adaptation that he's ever liked, because there is a version of this in the Justice League animated show where Superman gets infected by the Black Mercy, mm-hmm. which is a plant which makes all your dreams come true and wishes and kisses, and you can live on Krypton, and
you never
even had to be a Superman.
Do you think the dream he has is specific to him, or do you think anytime you get, like, whoever gets attached, the Black Mercy gets attached, you just dream of Krypton? Like, what the hell is
this? I'm not even from here.
Yeah, it sucks. I want to play Super Nintendo. They don't have one here. They've just got
it's
the
just
weird
crystals.
They've got just crystals and pinboards. I hate this.
So she wakes up on Krypton.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's happening? Well, this can't be real. And then it immediately hard cuts to the real world, leaving
No doubt
that this is a hallucination.
Yeah. Also, the thing about the original story and the animated version is that while Superman is living his dream of being back on Krypton and, you know, all his magical dreams come true, the alien warlord Mongol is absolutely beating the tar out of Wonder Woman and Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
But in this, nothing's happening outside. They're just like, we're going to save Kara somehow.
No, Martian Manhunter is pretending to be her to appeal to Ally McBeal.
That's exactly. We needed the Ally McBeal subplot.
That could just be the episode.
I think so too.
That's fun.
Supergirl's flying off in another country. She's busy. And so Martian Manhunter has to pretend to be her. That's the funny, that's the good bit of this.
Also, when she's living on Krypton and slowly losing her memories and erasing her reality or whatever, she's just in a room.
Yeah, it's not good.
Krypton. They go into a corridor and then they go back into the room.
Yeah.
And then her sister comes in and goes, "Remember who you are."
Yeah.
And et cetera.
You need to be back in the world where there's always men showing up with big axes and they're beating you up. It's the reality you should live in.
Look, I'm going to be real with you. We do need you for all of that. We said that we didn't, but you're Supergirl and that's really useful.
Also, this...
We didn't do anything before that.
This season apparently has as some sort of secondary villain, Maxwell Lord.
Yep.
In this instance, is being played by one of the guys from Twilight.
Oh,
he can't
hardly wait. He's the bully from that.
Okay, right.
Yeah, anyway, go on.
Pretty
good. He also looks like he could be the lead in a Knight Rider pilot episode.
He could. That's true. One of the unsuccessful ones.
Yeah, one of the Michael Knights. Yeah.
He could also be a Jimmy Olsen.
He could be a Jimmy Olsen.
See, that's the thing. Supergirl also made the mistake of the Superman, Lois and Clark did, which is where the Jimmy Olsen is equally as handsome as a Superman.
Come on,
man. You know what I mean? Doesn't work.
Come on, man. Jimmy Olsen should be shot in the head in a nondescript country.
Absolutely.
That's the real Jimmy Olsen.
He looked too much like Superman as well.
He did, and he was shot in the head.
Jimmy Olsen should
Oh my God, that guy got shot in the head was also in Smallville. He was the boy editor.
Oh no!
Do you remember now?
Sort of.
Yeah, we talked about him last week.
Ah!
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Jimmy Olsen should be cool in the sense that he's not cool.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be cool because he is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, like the current DCU version.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Whatever happens. We also looked at an episode with...
Does anything else happen in that episode? Does anything else happen in the...
Also, they capture Martian Manhunter. Is that episode?
No. But
Was that the next
one? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, because Maxwell Lord is in this, because he has the virtual reality technology that enables them to Supergirl's sister to enter into Supergirl's dream world.
There's a lot going on in this not very interesting show, isn't there?
There is a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Subsequently, what happens? What's the next episode?
Red Kryptonite, evil Kryptonite situation.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Devil Wears Prada story arc.
Yeah, so Supergirl goes to save some people at a burning building, but then...
It's the plot of Superman 3.
It is. Unbeknownst to her, there's some red kryptonite that's been put in the building.
Who did it?
Maxwell Lord.
Oh, yeah.
But by accident?
Yeah, mate. Oh, yeah, he made it by accident.
Yeah. Maxident.
Thanks.
And what it does is it causes her to be slightly more confident and dress in a slightly different way.
Oh, and throw Cat Grant off a building.
She also does that.
Which is fun.
But there's that sequence where she's like, she gains like Spider-Man 3 level confidence.
Yeah.
But she just dresses... Maybe it was more relevant
when they're like, "Whoa, look at this outfit!" And I'm like, "Is this not how she's?" Oh, I guess she normally wears.
Well, normally she wears
sweaters and glasses.
Normally she wears a non-matching top and skirt, but this time it is matching.
Damn.
And I think that's very significant.
Absolutely,
that shows confidence.
It does.
Yeah, put her in a leather jacket.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Put her in a cool leather jacket. No,
what are you doing?
Mason.
It has to be. But
that's Smallville.
Make her hair different. What are you doing?
Nah, it's cool.
Give her a blunt bob. You know. She used the heat vision to give herself a blunt bob.
Yeah, but what are you going to do at the end of the episode? Unblunt that bob?
Yes.
That could be an Australian TV
show. She could put a Kryptonian crystal on her head and it grows her hair back.
Don't you think that could be an Australian TV show? Unblunt that bob.
Absolutely.
Time to unblunt that bob with Grant Denyer.
Nice.
I'm also boring. I'm Grant Denyer. That's what people tell me.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bar scene that's straight out of Superman 3.
Well, she's flicking the peanuts.
Yeah.
That's Noonan's Bar, which is an in-national city. It's in Gotham.
Oh, man. Maybe it's a franchise.
No!
Excuse me?
It's a dive bar. Why would it be franchised? And nice.
I don't know.
It's the bar that freaking Hitman drinks in.
Maybe he moved it.
Noonan moved it.
No, Hitman.
Maybe he moved it.
It's just a reference, man. You're taking this too
seriously.
I don't
like it. Yeah, it's the wrong reference. I don't like it.
Well, you know what I don't like?
Yes.
Cat Grant says that she base jumped Kilimanjaro, which is not really a thing that people do. It's not like I've been there.
Yes.
Not to brag. I've been to the top of Kilimanjaro. It's all right. Don't worry about it. But it's not a base jumping place.
Because you die?
Well, it's just not a good place for that. So she, I don't know why she did it.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Also, yeah, because Cat Grant goes on like a The View style show, which has
Kelly Clarkson's mum,
Kelly Osbourne's mum. Yeah. Sharon Osbourne's there, and also the lady from Roseanne.
She's there too.
She's there. I don't think she says anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Cat Grant, you're an awful bitch. And Cat Grant's like, actually, you're all awful bitches. And the audience is like, ooh, you know?
Hell yeah.
Why would everybody be so mean on that show?
It's girls, Mason.
I guess it is, yeah. But they're like, what's Supergirl like? And she's like, she's great, actually.
She's rad. She's fucking awesome.
I hope she doesn't turn evil this episode. But she does.
She did it, but then she...
Sort of.
Yeah, she unevils.
Yeah.
They shoot her with a laser.
They do, yeah.
And she's not doing that anymore.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Anyway, we also jumped ahead to season 3. Episode 9 called Rain. And this
Why, though?
Well, this episode was recommended by multiple people.
It's also the Christmas episode. Yeah. The first Christmas episode, I think?
Well, yeah, it shows her, like, fighting prowess.
Right.
And her durability.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the Christmas part I liked.
There's also a moment in it where, like, Rain, who's the villain, she's like a woman with split personality.
She's in Cloverfield.
She's like a Kryptonian world killer kind of character, but she thinks she's a suburban mum kind of thing. But then she gets activated. And she, like, beats Supergirl to a standstill and then just looks at her for a bit.
No, she drops her off a building, which would not kill Supergirl. It does. It stops her heart.
Yeah.
But she's still alive because there's more seasons.
Yeah, Christmas episode. Everybody's kissed everybody else.
Hell yeah. Mon-El's back from the future or past.
Future, I think, because they started the Legion of Superheroes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. They're married in real life.
They are married in real life. That's They've got two children.
That's nice.
She had a terrible relationship prior to this as well.
Yeah, with some dog.
Yes. some awful
dog of a bloke.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all right.
All in all.
Christmas episodes are pretty fun.
Yeah.
She lures the Kryptonian world killer to the middle of the city during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go well.
Oh, yeah.
We've just seen like 4 episodes that are exclusively set in the desert. You're not going to fly her there? You're not going to lure her to the desert?
Nah.
She's like, nah, middle of the city, I reckon.
Good as any.
It's fine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We can just drop her on some carolers.
nearly happens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's time for girl trivia.
I love it.
This is trivia for girls.
Boys, are we too mean to the show? No. There must be better episodes.
If there is, let me know below. I like the world. Like, I love how they interweave everything in the CW. I also think at this point...
Just throw stuff in is what you're saying.
Yeah, but a lot of this...
Noonan's Bar doesn't belong there.
Like, I like some of this. I like some of Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash and Arrow and some of the crossover stuff I've seen or not seen. I don't remember. Mm. But I don't know. It's in a weird era. It's like a weird interpretation of Supergirl in a lot of ways because it doesn't lean into like what makes her interesting.
The guy who does all the quips who isn't Jimmy Olsen, but he's like Jimmy Olsen. He's too quippy. I don't like it.
Mm.
And I know we're quippy,
but I don't like us.
I don't like us. I wish we didn't do all these quips.
But we're doing them.
We can't help it. There's something wrong with it. There's something deeply wrong in our brains.
Yep.
But he's too quippy. I don't like it.
All right, let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him an email.
Okay, cancel his show.
Here's some girl trivia just for girls.
Oh, yes, go on.
Boys can listen.
But you won't get anything out of it.
Not for you.
You'll shake your head and be like, that's girl trivia.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm like, I don't understand any of this. So Melissa Benoist was actually the first of 1,000 actors to audition and also get the role, which is what happened to Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin.
I think that's laziness?
It seems like three times? Cast me once, shame on you. Cast me twice,
shame on Stephen Amell.
Three times, you can't cast me again.
Shame on Greg Berlanti, who I believe produces this. Wasn't that also the rule for the guys who made Super Troopers? They would always just cast the first guy to show up.
That's great.
It is.
It's what happened to Alden Ehrenreich when he was Solo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoist, both in Glee. That's why they did the musical episode. The Gleeks. Darren Criss is also in that episode.
Which one's Darren Criss?
He's, you know him, he's all crisp. He's crisp. Hence
like
the name.
Like a chip?
Yeah.
All right.
Google a photo. You'll see. You'll be like, damn, that guy's crisp.
This isn't making any sense to me because this is trivia for girls.
This is trivia for girls. Yeah, that's right.
Erica Durance replaced Laura Benanti as Allura Zor-El after season 3 because she was unable to continue.
She's also in Smallville.
She's Smallville, Mason.
I mean, that's girl trivia, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew Kreisberg confirmed on Twitter that Kara's ears were pierced while she was still on Krypton. And you can actually see that
in
the flashback sequences.
Okay, that's why. Because otherwise people will be like, doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does.
It doesn't make any sense why she had pierces because she's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Maybe they use
that. Of course it doesn't make sense.
Maybe they use the axe.
Yeah.
Maybe they use that guy's axe to pierce her ears. You ever think about that?
It's also not going to make any sense because this is trivia for girls. Of course you don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Presidential candidate Jeb Bush made headlines after commenting that Melissa Benoist looked pretty hot when he saw a TV promo for the new series. That man has never put a foot right in his entire life.
Agreed.
Just a series of missteps. Every opportunity you could possibly have, absolute fucking loser.
Is he the please clap guy?
He's the please clap
guy.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. That's his legacy.
I know.
That's his Superman legacy. As he said please clap that time. Oh. We've never had to say please clap. We just leave the silence in.
We don't care.
We don't care.
This is the live action debut of several DC characters, including Dr. T.O., Morrow, the White Martians, Miss Martian, Dreamer, Hank Henshaw, the Monitor, the Elite, Midnight.
The Elite were in this?
Apparently.
That would have brought that. They're like big widescreen explosion super team. We didn't see that episode.
Nah.
I guess they were just walking around in the desert.
Yeah, man. Midnight, Malefic, Halgrimite, Red Tornado, the League of Ancients.
None of these were in the episodes.
Agent Liberty.
You got tricked, man.
James Harper, Mon-El, Draga, Psy. Psy?
Psy? Ooh, Gangnam Style.
Rain, The Guardians, Cameron Chase, Indigo / Brainiac 8.
Cameron Chase is in the DEO.
There you go.
Where's Bones?
And Bizarro Supergirl.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. It did, so it introduced lots of characters.
We didn't see him.
We saw some of these.
Sorry.
We saw Rain.
I guess we saw Mon-El.
Hank Henshaw.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, what a show.
Martian Dad Hunter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways, next week.
Yes.
There's, of course, a Supergirl property that we need to talk about.
It's in The Flash.
It's The Flash. Supergirl's in it, Mason.
I guess.
Look, it's one of the all-time worst movies. Can we agree?
Yes.
Let's talk about it next week. And if you do want to see that early, you actually can at bigsandwich.co or patreon.com/MrSundayMovies where we do early videos. We got video game Let's Plays. We do a comic book club, don't we, Mason?
That's right.
We also have a podcast that's called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday on its own YouTube channel.
Every Monday.
Spotify, Apple, that's whatever. That's right. Of course, we're going to have an episode on the new Supergirl movie, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Kevin Smith directed some of the episodes of the show. None of the ones we watched.
Well, that's why she's
She's Chronic in the in Clerks 3 and the reboot.
Clerks 3 or Jane Silent Bob 3 or
she's
whatever.
She's in both
it is.
Of them. Yeah. She's in two.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. That's
she's fun.
That's boys trivia.
That's boys
chronic.
Trivia.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And thank you to Ben for the edit.
Thank you, Ben.
And thank you to Lawrence for the edit.
Thank you, Lawrence.